The Bird Show.
You broke one of your major dating rules a couple of weeks ago, you were telling us, and that rule has everything to do with texting and drunk.
Yes, I just have made the decision that I'm not going to drunk text a man when I'm inebriated. I made this decision way back in college when I got so drunk that I confessed my love for a man over text. Shouldn't have done that, and then I woke up so embarrassed that I lied, and I was like, oh gosh, I was so drunk last night, I ended up in the hospital, so I didn't have to actually say that I was in love with him. I was just so drunk that I just started saying anything to this man. And I have never drunk texted a man since until about 2 weeks ago at Bert's birthday party when I was a little tipsy in the back of an Uber and decided to shoot my shot with some guy I've followed on Instagram for a while.
And it's been like cringy since, right?
I have not gone back to look at that text because I don't want to relive what I said. I don't want to do it.
Even before Kristen gets into some of the comments she saw online on Reddit of like really bad drunk texts.
These will make you feel so much better.
That's what we're looking for here. If you guys are listening right now and you want to go on The Voice Disguiser to make Abby feel better about the drunk text you sent out, 1-855-BIRCHA.
All right, so somebody ate 3 boxes of Peeps on Easter and took a really nasty poo. They tried texting a picture to their group of guy friends. So took a picture of the Peeps poo.
Wow.
To send to his group text, but instead sent it to the girl he'd been dating for 3 weeks.
No.
You ready for this? 2 years later, she still brings it up.
Oh, she stayed with him.
I think so.
Okay.
They're still together.
There really was an idea out there to have like a breathalyzer for your phone. And when you blew into it, if you blew a certain amount, you couldn't text. It would turn off.
I need that feature.
I think it's brilliant.
All right. Another text from Reddit. My dad's totally going to know I'm drunk and high. Sent the text to my dad. He responded, I do now, you dumbass. And then this one that was sent to a mother. I was drunk at my friend's house party. I found a phone on the floor and decided to take a pic of my D and send it to the person's mother.
No.
Next day when I sobered up, my mom asked me, why did you send me a picture of your D?
Oh, no.
I just went across somewhere.
No.
In a hole. And never come out.
I remember years ago doing a similar question on the Bert Show and somebody calling saying they sent it to their grandmother.
I would have to leave town and change my name.
You'll never see me again.
This one was drunk and bold. Wanted to get some and decided to text 2 girls instead of texting them separately. I texted them together in a group chat. In the group chat, they both texted, who's the other person in this chat?
Oh, God.
I didn't answer.
Oh, God. All right, here is Gabby, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Gabby, make Abby feel better about the drunk text she said, because she's been cringing about it ever since.
I spent over a year with a guy from Puerto Rico, and he went back home, and a couple of months after he went back home, I was in my feelings. I got drunk at home alone, and I sent him a text that was so long that it opened into a separate, like, notepad.
Oh, no.
It was so long, telling him that I loved him and I hoped that, you know, maybe he would come back or that I'd be able to see him again. Anyways, I went on and on and on and showed it to my best friend the next day, and she laughed so hard that I had to block the guy on everything, and I haven't talked to him
since. Oh, no.
That goes on your permanent record right there. Here is Corey, who wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. How about texting the girlfriend's mother?
Ooh.
No bueno. Hey, Corey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What do you got?
So, this was at a party that I went to a few months ago. It was the first time that I'd ever gotten drunk outside of high school. And I got way too wasted, way more than I need to. And it was really embarrassing, but somebody dared me to text my girlfriend's mother on Instagram. And I'm absolutely wasted. So I was like, screw it, let's do it, right? terrible idea.
Mm-hmm.
So I find her profile, my girlfriend's on Instagram, and then I find her mom's through the following. And this is so embarrassing. I sent her a message asking to thoroughly play the piano. So to speak.
Oh, Corey.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, do that one more. Say that one more time. I might have missed that, and I also want to make it more painful for you. Say that one more time.
I asked her to thoroughly play the piano with me.
Oh, my God.
That is what I heard.
Did you get a response?
Yes.
Yeah, his girlfriend dumping him.
What did your girlfriend's mom say?
She said that she was interested.
Oh! Oh! Get out of here. Was she joking or was she serious?
I don't know, and I'm too scared to find out.
The Bird Show.